What's up, guys? Welcome back to Milk It. I'm Preston.
And I'm Bryson.
All right, we're here for the third part of this bracket, the third and hopefully final part. I don't think we're going to try and do four parts, but who knows? The plan is to make it through all of this today and that. I just had a hair in my mouth. It's cool. We'll just keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
We got to keep it authentic here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to jump in. So cue the music. All right. So the first one in this matchup is Chick-fil-A versus Waffle House. Go for it.
All right. Chick-fil-A versus Waffle House. You have Christian Chicken versus Waffle Home. Both of which make you feel at home. Both of which have their own unique environments.
It's not a Waffle House. It's a Waffle Home.
They're quite the opposite, let me tell you. Yes, they're homey and they make you feel at home. But you have one that is comforting, one that is loving, one that is kind.
And then you have Chick-fil-A.
And then... Then you have Waffle House, where everything tastes like grease and ketchup. Which, again, both have their own place in my heart.
The real question is, how many people are we willing to piss off? I don't know if I'm allowed to say piss, but I said it already, so whatever.
It's okay, it's your podcast.
Yeah, dang straight.
So, again, it comes down to what are you looking for? And on a day-to-day basis, I'm more times than not looking for Chick-fil-A. I'm looking for that Christian chicken. I'm looking for that my pleasure, for the consistency. Now, granted, they are both consistent. But when it all comes down to it, I'm not randomly craving Waffle House. I'm like randomly craving a Chick-fil-A milkshake, like on a Friday night at 10 o'clock. So... I think it just comes down to preference at this point.
It's true. He did crave a Chick-fil-A milkshake specifically on Friday night at approximately 9:50. And I looked at him and said, there's not one on the way.
And they used to be open until 10. So, I mean, that kind of, yeah, I know that can take away from him. But we all have to adapt during COVID. So
yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring out the big guns.
All right.
Frankly, because... I don't think that Chick-fil-A is the number one on this list.
Oh.
I think it's the number one in everybody's hearts.
It is.
I think it's overrated.
Mm.
I think it's good.
Yep.
I like Chick-fil-A a lot.
Uh-huh.
Went there the other day.
Okay.
So, nothing against it.
How was it the other day, if you don't mind me asking?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Wasn't too bad.
Good?
Okay. But I was hungry afterwards.
Oh.
I finished the other person's sandwich. Because they didn't want it, and yeah. I was like, well, I'm still hungry, so
okay.
That was with a fries, like a thing of fries as well.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, portions are getting smaller, prices are going up. Yeah, their milkshakes are good,
they are,
but it frustrates me that I can't get a large.
Mm.
They've gone to the cookout size, and they're twice the size of twice the price of cookout's milkshakes. Not that they're going against cookout right now, but I'm just saying, like, for a comparison purpose, Waffle House, I can consistently say every time I go there, I leave full. Like I pay under $10. And Chick-fil-A, I can't say the same. For me, especially not having a lot of money, like, price definitely comes into play with this bracket. The quality of Chick-fil-A, absolutely higher.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Now, will that give me the ability to push it to the next round? Maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah. I can tell you right now that I'm going to fight against it to win.
So have you used the app?
The Chick-fil-A app? Yeah,
I haven't. Do you, like, consistently use it and like get the points and get
I don't go to Chick-fil-A consistently because it doesn't fill me up.
If
I go to a place that doesn't fill me up consistently, I'm wasting money.
So what do you get?
I mean I normally get the number one combo. I make it a large.
Oh.
Make everything a large.
Yeah.
And And then sometimes we'll even throw in a milkshake just to see if it'll fill me up. And I'm paying like $12, $15.
Yep.
And I've been known to be able to eat more than that.
Right.
It's just not filling. Like,
have you ever had the 4-count chicken strip?
I could eat that and then eat 6 more after it. No doubt.
Chicken strips?
No doubt. Go order me 24 of those things. I'll eat all 24. And then finally probably be like, all right, I'm good.
So for that, we're going to have to push it to the next round. yeah.
I mean, I know that you're a big Chick-fil-A advocate.
I mean, though I don't go all the time, I don't know if it's... Like, I just... Again, there's a time and a place for Waffle House in my mind. It's not every day, but it's like when it's snowing, when the roads are pretty much closed, they're iced over, or like if I'm just like in the mood for a greasy like breakfast, because I love breakfast food.
Yeah, or if it's like midnight and nothing else is open.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Chick-fil-A is not open past apparently 7:30 or something on a Friday now. So
well, see, and I think that plays into the issue as well.
It does. Like, it does.
The fact that I can go to Waffle House 24 hours.
24 hours a day.
And get the same consistency every time.
Now I do have a story. I was in Nashville March this year. So again, we're all dealing with adjusted hours for COVID. Pulled up at like, I don't know, 10 or 11 o'clock. It's dark. They shut down their dining room at like 7 o'clock.
Waffle House?
Yeah.
Yeah. So post-COVID, they've been doing that, and they do like takeout only. Like,
yeah, it was a takeout only
thing. We ran into that a couple times. They, the one that we went to when it snowed,
they've
been closing. It's only certain days, but
it was certain days.
They close at like 9 inside, and then they only do takeout orders, which I'm like, in my head, I'm like, so you just don't want to clean the tables. Like, that's what it really comes down to. Yeah, that's what it
all boils down to. And then it's like, you take the already slow service, and it's like, they had one person cooking.
Yeah.
And there was like 5 or 6 of us out there, like separate groups of people.
Right.
Like waiting on food, and they had a condensed menu. So I was like, I mean.
We ran into that issue at 2 a.m. after Passion.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like 4 of us, like 4 cars, and it was raining. And they were not letting anybody in. And we had to walk up to the window. But all of us were like, we need food. Like,
yeah,
we're really hungry. Waffle House sounds amazing. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so we went and waited. They got us our food. We got it. And then we drove back to the house that we were staying in and ate it there. So it still worked out.
Right, yeah.
But it was just like, yeah, I mean, it was a little frustrating. Ran into that again a couple months ago when we went from like, we went to 4 different Waffle Houses at like midnight. And all of them were closed all of them were only doing takeout except one. And that one let us come in and everything was great. Oh, wow. And that was in Fountain Inn. So shout out to the Fountain
Inn. Shout out to Fountain Inn.
Fountain Inn Waffle House, you know, kudos to you.
Yeah.
For, you know, sticking to what Waffle House is supposed to be.
Exactly. I ended up at like a 5 o'clock pizza place. It was in Nashville. Just a random pizza place open till 5. Pizza till 5.
Like 5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Nice. There's one downtown, apparently.
I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah. I've been told to check it out
because apparently it's really good. Add it to the list next time. But yeah. It was solid. Solid pizza.
But honestly, man, I'm not going to lie. This one's tough.
It is.
I know that you want Chick-fil-A.
Well, I know I might have to concede later on in the bracket.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
I'll let Chick-fil-A go, but I'm going to keep fighting hard to get it off the list. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to keep the fuel.
I keep it moving.
But just know that I have blackmail on you of you saying something negative about Chick-fil-A earlier. Like when we first recorded the very first episode. So, you know, just know that that's there. Alright, so Chick-fil-A on to the next round. That brings our next one to
Wendy's and Chipotle.
Chipotle and Wendy's.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, this one's actually more you. I think this one's like your tough one.
It is. It's tough for me because I love Chipotle. And
Chipotle.
They do the simple things right. That's what I like. It's not a whole lot of variety, but like I go there knowing that I want chicken, cheese, beans, and rice. Like that's it. That's all I want. I'm not saying they have the best queso in the world. I'm not saying they have...
Listen, in the wise words of somebody I've once heard, I have three words for you. Four. Four. Four.
That's a good one. And you know, that's pretty much all she wrote. Because at the end of the day, I can go get a 4 for $4 for like...
Oh, I know. I got this.
Oh, what
I
got is
this.
It? What you got?
So recently, Bryson got to experience Wendy's breakfast.
That's a whole other level.
And let me tell you, like, if nothing else, like, their biscuits are, like, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, those potato wedges.
Oh. Top tier.
Bro, they're so, like, good.
Grade A.
Yeah, like, I'd put them up, like, up near the top.
I'd put them up against, like, as far as home fries are concerned, like, Eggs Up Grill.
I don't think I've had their fries.
Oh, they're solid. They say home fries are, like, potatoes.
Okay, gotcha.
But, like... They're good. That's what I'd compare them to.
Yeah, like almost like a fancier, yeah, like a more expensive place. Yeah. And they're not expensive.
And they're solid. Yeah. Like I said, the biscuit was a little tough to chew.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think for the variety, the fact that they are open later than Chipotle, I mean, drive through used to be open until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Solid Frosty.
Frosties.
Frosties are, all right, we're going to have to push them through.
Thank goodness. I don't know that I could. I don't think I could have watched Chipotle make it through another round.
Oh, gosh.
I was struggling with that one, too.
Listen, I'm struggling
I know, this
with
next
our next one.
This one's going to be tough. This one's tough, but I've already made up my decision. So, Moe's versus Cookout.
You already made up your decision.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Again, two different foods here, two different vibes.
Yeah.
You know, what's got Cookout hurting, what I will say, is that they have. Post-COVID, not opened up all their dining rooms.
Yeah, well, which ones haven't?
Was the other one we were at the other night, were they open?
Well, they closed. I mean, that we went at midnight.
I didn't realize it was that late.
Yeah. It was midnight.
Okay.
Their dining, that one is open.
Okay.
Cherrydale is not.
Okay.
Cherrydale opened up the second lane to try and help.
To try compensate, yep.
And then I think you can still walk up, but they have not opened theirs back up, and they probably won't at this point because, frankly, why? Why would you?
Why? And you need more people if you're going to do that, more staff.
Yeah, and they're the only one, like, Cookouts, like I said earlier, they stayed open during COVID.
Yep. They did. No, they did. They did the Lord's work during COVID.
Yeah, I mean, they are consistently open until about 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like,
yeah, fairly consistent. Are they a Christian-based company?
They are. John 3:16. God bless America.
Yeah, sir.
That's what John 3:16 says, according to
the cups. That's according to the cups, yeah.
But Proverbs something also says that. So, you know, maybe they're not. I don't know. I love Moe's as much as anybody else could.
Right.
I had Moe's yesterday.
You did? Okay. All right.
And then I used Moe's app, which I don't know if you've ever used.
It froze on me last time, I think.
Well, the first time you ever use it, they give you a free bowl of queso.
Oh, okay.
But once you spend a certain amount of money,
right,
like most places, they give you $10 off.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I just hit $10 off. So I'm probably going to go again this week because of that.
Because of that, yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't like what it does to my body.
But listen.
In the nicest way.
At the end of the day, you've got milkshakes. You've got a cookout tray. Affordability was something big I talked about a second ago.
Episodes, yeah.
Well, and a second ago against Waffle House and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so, actually, last episode, I made the decision that I was going to go with Cookout.
Okay.
Over Moe's. Which is hard for me.
It is. That's a tough decision.
But I love Cookout as well.
Okay.
And because of the variety, the fact that I can get a tray that has a burger or a pulled pork sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and then fries and a chicken quesadilla.
Hush puppies if you want to.
But I'm just saying like
the variety.
The fact that I can get a quesadilla and a burger.
You're at a Cookout.
Yeah, like
literally at a cookout, but just bring your own stuff. It's just a hodgepodge.
And they do it well.
They do.
Like, and it's not like one of those like a
jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah, jack in the box.
It's not like a jack in the box where they do a lot and you're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But they do a lot and they're good at it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Plus like the 40 flavors of milkshakes.
Oh yeah.
Even though it's more like an ice cream.
Right. But
my mocha milkshake the other night was delicious.
Yeah.
So. The next one, Bojangles or Hardee's? Sorry, Bojangles or Hardee's?
Bojangles or Hardee's?
I don't know that I necessarily have a very distinct argument for either one. I kind of know what I know what I want to say.
They were in a weak version of the weak division of the bracket. I get it. I know what I want to say.
Well, let's say it at the same time and just see what it is.
All right.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three. Bojangles. Cool.
Perfect.
We won't even argue then.
No arguments there.
Yeah, I like Bojangles. All right, so that leaves us with the final four.
Of course.
The final four being Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Wendy's.
Yep.
Cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And Bojangles.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start with Chick-fil-A versus Wendy's.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
I've done some research.
how do you always have stuff pulled up? Like,
you just
so
have to be
quickly,
ready.
I don't understand. Well, no, I can't be ready.
You just have to
We're
be ready.
Recording
no,
on
just,
my phone.
Just going to be ready in your head. Chick-fil-A. Yes, you're learning leadership skills. You're learning management skills. But their employees earn scholarships. You know what I'm saying? I know this is based off the food. I get it.
Wow.
But it really does.
You know, listen, this is all I'm going to say before you even continue, is if you're having to steep to the level of what they do outside of their food when we're just talking about their food, I don't think they should be in it.
I think there's values. There's values here. Check your heart, okay?
Both of them are Christian.
Wendy's?
Oh, plot twist.
Plot twist.
Uh-oh.
Plot twist.
Somebody didn't do their research.
They're not closed on Sunday, though, are they?
Well, no. Name any other Christian organization that's closed on Sunday.
But they haven't succeeded.
Is the church closed on Sunday?
They're only open. They're closed so you could go to church, dang it. So what amazes me, though, like notes aside, is like the fact that they have taken that stance because they're in like the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. They're in airports, like places that are heavily visited on Sundays. They've chosen to close the door, and like they have been blessed like through it. I know that's like the spiritual side of it all, but like the reality of it is
hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Like they've continued to succeed and like stay strong. Because like, can you imagine like NFL games? Like they would sell out every single Sunday. Like it would just be insane. Because it's just consistent. People like they like the consistency of it. Now, with that in mind, as I said earlier, they do give scholarships to their people. Like that's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's clean.
How much do you know about that scholarship, though?
I know that they've given 36,000 students scholarships.
So, fun fact, my mom helped with the leadership program.
Okay.
With
yes,
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You know what day they met?
Met on Sundays.
They did.
Because they had to have a place where they could meet.
Oh, man, that is awkward.
They had to have
thought
a
they
place
were closed on Sundays.
They are closed for business. My sister was a part of the program, and she was telling me about it. She said it was awesome. She learned a good bit from it, and she said your mom was involved and everything.
Yeah. I mean, they're Windshape.
Yeah, Windshape. And that's what I'm saying. It just continues to branch. And, like, my thing, though, with them, if we just take away, like...
If we take away their food.
Right.
Yeah.
Food. Everything is done, like, with a sense of perfection and, like, excellence. Maybe excellence is the word, not perfection. But, like, excellence. Like, it's just, like, the standard is greatness.
Okay.
And, like, they always seem to hit it. Like, we've talked about the chicken and the milkshakes, but have you had their chicken tortilla soup?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Dude, it's incredible.
It's delicious.
Like, my go-to meal when I'm, like, feeling down, feeling sick, whatever.
Yeah.
Chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good.
By the gallon. I mean, it's just
I'm not going to argue. Like, again, their quality of food is great.
Yeah.
The quantity is what gets me.
Quantity for the dollar. Okay.
And then the prices.
But
the prices go up.
Right.
And you know, you're getting close to, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that there is some places that I could go that are nicer than Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And still eat for just as good a price.
Okay.
For instance, like a... To me, now, nicer is a very loose term here, but, like, I love Tipsy Taco.
Okay, yeah.
Or Willy Taco or any of the taco shops around here.
Yeah.
I get way more food. It's kind of like a sit-down nicer. It's not like a drive-through. Like, it doesn't feel like a fast food place because it's not.
Right.
And it's basically the same price. Like, you know?
So if we're talking price, I spend like $20 at like a taco place versus like $10 at Chick-fil-A. What
kind of taco place are you going to?
Like, you have to tip. You sit down and get a nice big chimichanga or something. Like, if I'm going to get full, if we're talking about getting full, that's like...
Okay, so you're saying that you can get full at Chick-fil-A for $10.
12.
Okay, well then we'll take that and go ahead and throw this guy into play. Because Wendy's...
But here's what you're getting for the dollar, though. You're getting excellent customer service. People come to your table and serve you. If you need more stuff, they bring you stuff. It's an always spotless environment. Bathrooms are clean. Some of them even have Listerine in the bathrooms.
That's excessive.
It is. But it's like that you're getting, like, they're paying their employees more. Like, they're not making minimum wage. They're making, like, 12, 14 plus.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen. I'm not bashing the company.
Right.
I'm not bashing what they do. I think that they make good quality stuff. I think everything is delicious there, and I love Chick-fil-A.
Right.
My issue still lies with the fact that it doesn't fill me up.
Yeah.
Like, this is a bracket for food.
Mm-hmm.
And their food, very tasty. Very tasty. Very good.
Yeah.
But it's not worth my money. Like, for me to go to a fast food place, mm-hmm. wanting to... Hey, I need something to just get in my system, fill me up until I can get home, or, you know, something like that. Like, it doesn't fill that. And that's my issue with Chick-fil-A, and that's always going to be my issue unless they fix that.
With the cost of food going up, I doubt they'll fix
that. Right, right. But you don't see Cookout raising their prices. They did right before COVID.
Yeah.
And I think they raised it like 20 cents.
Yeah.
Like, their Cookout tray went from $5 even to like $5.20 or something whatever like that. I mean, it wasn't much.
Right.
I mean, when it happened, I was like, what the heck? Yeah. But like, still, like, Chick-fil-A, yeah, I feel like Chick-fil-A went from like, you know, like $3 for a sandwich or something like that to it's now like $5. And I'm like, what the heck?
What's going on here?
So, and... You know, just to quote you again, like, before the episode, that first episode, we talked about the fact that their quantities are shrinking and that would come into play, and yet you have not brought it up.
I haven't, because the only thing that I'm concerned about is the milkshake, as far as, like, the size. Because, like, chicken strips, I'm still getting 4, and they're the exact same size.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm still getting a fruit cup, and it's the exact same size. Or I'm still getting... Like, the fries, I think. Like, the biggest thing that shrank was the shake. It was, like, they downsized it, like, half. Like, it went from, I don't know, 16 to 20 ounces to, like, 8. And then they still want to charge you the same. So, like, that was my downfall.
The price went up.
To go
it's
up.
Like, it's, like, $5.30 or something like that. See, for the small one. Oh.
So, like, I don't ever pay for a shake. I'm always, like, I'll pay for whatever. And then if I have points, I'll get a shake. But if I don't, then, like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. So if it's $5, it's $5. It's like, it's a lot. Now, granted, is it my favorite milkshake? It is. Like,
yeah.
Would I still pay it? Probably.
Fair enough.
They hold me to the fire. I mean, I'll probably pay it.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know if we have to agree to... Part of me wants to be like, agree or disagree, but it's like, this is tough. Because, like, I like Wendy's.
My thing with Wendy's, since we've just been on a rant with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
My thing with Wendy's is... Just like Chick-fil-A, I feel, even though they are much slower,
yeah,
with customer service and stuff,
yeah.
But when it comes to their food, like, their food is consistent,
yeah,
like more consistent than most places. I would put Chick-fil-A above them with consistency, but like, yeah. Chick-fil-A as of right now is the standard. I mean, let's be honest, like,
yeah.
And the only way to beat this standard would be. To keep it cheaper.
Because, like, if they're going to try to compete with Chick-fil-A, you're going to have to up the quality of the food. Because I think that's what people don't think about. It's like, I'm not getting just greasy food, though I love it. I love greasy food. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can go and eat 20 chicken nuggets at Wendy's for, what was it, like $5 or something? $5, $6. And, like, I'm not full, but I feel fairly full.
Yeah.
And it's good. But it's, like, the quality of the food, the actual quality of the food is not. But, again, you're not paying the cost of the Chick-fil-A.
So, I went to Wendy's the other day, not too long ago. I think I mentioned it in the last episode. And I got, they had like a bourbon bacon cheeseburger or something like that.
Yeah.
It had like barbecue sauce, bacon, I think onion rings, like all on this like burger. It was a big burger. I got it. I just upgraded it to a medium, but that was because I wanted the medium cup.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about the medium fries, but medium fries came with it, whatever. And let me tell you, I almost felt like, oh, man, I love when this thing makes noise when I'm... I almost regretted doing it because I was meeting somebody for dinner, like, 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And, like, I almost regretted it because I was still full by the time that I got to the dinner. Right. And then, but then I didn't want to be like, oh, sorry, I already ate 3 hours ago. Like, I'm not really hungry. And so I ate there as well, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I cannot say that at all about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Not for the price that I probably paid $8, $9, maybe $10 at Wendy's.
Yeah.
But it filled me up for a while.
Yeah.
And so I like, that's the thing that I keep coming back to is, like, what am I getting, like, what am I getting the best meal for my money, and what am I getting the most of? Like, I want quantity, quality, and price. Like, those are my big three. And for me, Chick-fil-A just isn't that.
And we could pause it here, but, like, the hormones and stuff is, like, what's filling.
Oh, like the GMOs or whatever?
Yeah, like the stuff they put in that stuff. Like, I'm not gonna, like, fight against it, but, like, that's what's more filling than Chick-fil-A. Because it, like you said, it's not the most filling place at all. But I'd rather go get, like, solid food than, like, and feel better than get, like, slammed. Because, like, you can easily get slammed if you pay $10 at each of these. You're going to get way more full at Wendy's than you would at Chick-fil-A any day of the week. You can get, like, 40 chicken nuggets and, like...
Right.
You're absolutely full.
And I get that. Maybe we should have put, like, some type of, like, hey, this is the goal. Not even, like, a standard... But, like, this is the goal with this, is to, like, hey, what is the best, like, because, like, at the end of the day, you could send this bracket to anybody, especially in the South, and I would almost guarantee you 90% of them are going to come back with Chick-fil-A winning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, solely because it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like, they've got, they've got everything going for them.
Right.
Like, they genuinely do.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I say anything that I say about them, it's not because I don't like them.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. And it's not that I'm like, you know, they're not good. I mean, they literally do everything so well that they are now the standard.
Right.
Like, and I will happily agree with that. However, they don't fill me up, and if I'm going to a fast food place, I want to have something that's going to fill me up and not make me feel like crap.
Right.
I genuinely think that Wendy's does a pretty good job of that. I think all four of the ones that we have left.
What are the other two?
Cookout and Bojangles. I genuinely think that that all four of them do that.
Yeah.
Moe's, occasionally, I don't feel great afterwards.
Yeah.
Zaxby's, sometimes it's too greasy. You know, I'm just looking at some of the other ones. Five Guys,
again. Definitely too greasy.
Yeah, sometimes it's too greasy, and I'm just like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Firehouse, okay, maybe. I like Firehouse.
We like Firehouse.
But, like, a lot of these other ones, like, if I eat there, sometimes I don't feel great. Pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes after eating a couple pieces of pizza, I'm like, ooh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ugh, I just don't feel great.
Right.
Waffle House. If I eat a lot at Waffle House, ugh, I don't feel great. Like, right. I get all of that.
Yeah.
And I think that the four that we have left are actually probably the four that I would look at and be like, hey, these are actually the four places that I genuinely don't feel bad afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, Wendy's thing is that their burgers are never frozen. Yeah. Now, is that true? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I've never worked there. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Never worked there.
And so all I have is that their mantra for the last however long since it's been open, to my knowledge,
fresh, not frozen,
is that it's fresh, not frozen.
Yep.
And I think that that's probably why a lot of people like Wendy's, is that it does have a different taste with their burgers.
Yeah.
And it may be because it is never frozen. But that also might mean that it's gross because it's never frozen.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, again, neither one of us have worked there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, to my knowledge, you've also never worked at Chick-fil-A. I've never worked at any of these.
Oh, no. No, I have not worked at Chick-fil-A. My roommate did.
Yeah. I've known people that worked at Chick-fil-A.
I never did. What? Did I tell you the story? Well, we don't have time for the story.
But, well, that's sad.
Long story short, I applied at Chick-fil-A. Did not get the job at Chick-fil-A.
See, I've heard that from a lot of people.
But mine was because I only wanted to work there for the summer. And because they invest so much into their employees, it was like they were going to have to invest so much time and money into me. And then for me to leave and go to school full time.
Yeah.
Because they were going to train me in Greenwood, but they were like, it's not worth us paying right. X, Y, and Z. And then you transferring to Anderson. It's like, we'd rather you start working in Anderson and work there and train there. So they're like, you have all the qualifications. It just didn't line up, which is fine. Like, I ended up, I had another job, and
yeah,
it worked out.
I applied at Waffle House one time.
Did you really?
That's a true story. Oh. During like the pandemic.
Gosh.
The one that was right there in Cherrydale. I applied and never heard back. So
it probably like
I wasn't good enough to be at Waffle House. Understandably so. Yeah, I have all my teeth, so.
Dang. None of this is in the podcast, but this is.
Oh, this is all in the podcast. I left it recording on purpose.
Left it rolling.
Yeah, because I can stop it like while we're talking.
Oh, that's true.
And I left it recording on purpose. This is all going in. So I hope you don't regret anything you've said.
I don't. I actually don't regret any of it.
With all that being said, though, I literally.
It's tough.
I guess I'm cool with either.
Okay, but if you're cool with either, you know my choice.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what this second...
We'll move to Chick-fil-A.
This is tough.
Cookout or Bojangles? So this one's not tough for me.
I think you like Cookout more than you like Bojangles.
Oh, 100%. No, that's no questions asked.
I'm not going to fight for it. I also
think Cookout is the only one that could make a run at Chick-fil-A.
I would say so.
I don't think I could come up with an argument to even remotely come close.
Yeah,
because they're both chicken.
Yeah.
And listen, if I... One of the things, throwing it back to the podcast, Pursuit of Dispute, or Dispute of Pursuit, or what... I already forgot what it was called. I'm a great friend. anyways, one thing that they like come back to is they're like, listen, if you are... driving by, both of them have three cars in the drive-thru, and you're hungry and you just want fast food and you don't care, which one are you going to choose? If it were Bojangles or Chick-fil-A, I'm going to choose Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Well, even with these two, I would choose Bojangles, but it's not like I have this strong, like...
See, I wouldn't with this one.
Yeah.
If I was driving by... There's times that I'm not even driving by a Cookout. There's times that I'm driving by Chick-fil-A.
We drove like 15, 20 minutes to go to Cookout.
Let's not talk about that. Y'all didn't know where I was going. Yeah, like literally it's one of those things that I could be passing anything. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. But so does Cookout. You know, like that it's just like, but it's because of the tray. Like that is the only, if they didn't have the tray, Cookout wouldn't. I would. Yeah, like I wouldn't. I wouldn't go to Cookout and be like, "Oh yes, can I get a burger? Anything else? No. No. I'm gonna be like, hey, can I get a Cookout
job
tray?
With advertising, marketing the tray, and like,
yeah,
they've done it well. It's like a Chick-fil-A in that regard. As far as like, just they've got their one thing.
Also Christian, which we already talked about,
but. Of course. Like I said, I like Bojangles, but when you talk about like things, the menu item getting smaller and that price increasing, their Chicken Supremes that's my go-to. Mm-hmm.
Cajun filet biscuit.
Yeah.
Add pimento cheese.
Oh.
Totally worth it. It's like think it's like 60 cents to add pimento cheese onto it. And if they do it, sometimes they'll do it where it's just like they don't put a lot on there, but sometimes they're like, bah! And like smother it. And I'm
Smothered
like,
in there.
oh, this is so good.
So with that, I'm happy to select Cookout. I like their nuggets. I like their Cajun fries because they both do have good Cajun fries. But the shakes, top notch.
I mean, and like the fact that you have tons of flavors to choose from too. So,
This is tough.
yeah.
I almost want us to both come back with notes.
Okay. I'm fine with that. We'll come back with notes and I'm not gonna do notes, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah,
But
that's okay.
we can come back and debate the championship Chick-fil-A versus Cookout,
Yeah.
and it won't be its own episode. I'll just add
Just
it
add it
onto
at the end.
this.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, for y'all listening, it sounds like we're ending the podcast, but we're not. For you, it'll only be a blink of an eye. So stick with us. Maybe I'll throw the ad right here.
There you
The
go.
random ad that I
The
have. The random ad that, like, I'm just like, why is this in here? I'll just throw that here.
Okay. Insert
So
ad
we'll
here.
go to the ad and then we'll come back for the championship round. So enjoy the ad. All right, guys, the moment you've all been waiting for, the championship. It is Chick-fil-A versus.
Cookout.
Oh, baby. All right. So, with the championship, we came up with four different topics to cover
Right.
and a fifth tiebreaker if needed.
Okay.
So, the four topics are,
Quality.
I don't know them, so you're
Oh,
going to have to,
okay.
yeah, we
There
can't go back and forth on this one.
we go. The quality, variety, bang for the buck, and consistency. So, if we need it, well, you said we're going to do
Well, and
tiebreaker.
the tiebreaker is popular opinion,
Yeah. So
which
we
we'll
pull.
hold.
We poll 100 people.
We polled 1,000 people
So.
because I have so many friends. No, yeah, we did ask some random people and got some of their responses, and so that'll be the tiebreaker if it needs to be.
Right.
So, what was the first one?
Quality.
Quality.
Quality of food.
Okay.
Lack of hormones, just like straight up
Yeah.
quality food.
H2O.
Yeah.
So I know that you're trying to say hormones, but like, did you do your research?
I
Does
did. I actually, I
Cookout have
just a few
hormones?
minutes ago, I did. And in fact, they do.
Weird, weird. Chick-fil-A doesn't for sure.
They don't, for sure.
Wow.
So the chicken.
So that's why everybody's always in a good mood.
Well, they're in a good mood.
I'm
But that's
like,
also why it's not as filling, though. I think that would make sense.
if you hear growling or anything, I'm dog sitting at my parents' dog, and I literally, right before we started, was like, she doesn't normally make much noise, but I know that as soon as I start recording, that she's gonna start making random noises, and sure enough, she's like growling while playing with her rope. So that is just fantastic.
It's all good, all good. So quality, I'd just say like made from. So again, my fight for Chick-fil-A being, I think we've obviously chosen sides here. If I'm thinking Chick-fil-A quality, I'm thinking,
Yeah, your team Cookout, right?
yeah. Made from scratch biscuits for breakfast each morning. Like their salads are.
And you've seen them make those?
Yeah, my roommate used to work there, so
Cool.
he told me each morning they made those. And then I have seen them do the salads. Each time they order a salad, they're made fresh. Everything else is like obviously sitting under the warmer, like
Yeah.
the sandwiches and stuff.
Have you ever had anything that wasn't good quality there?
No, because I mean, the mac and
I
cheese that
have.
what'd you
Their
have?
fries.
You don't like them?
No, I love their fries.
Oh,
But
okay.
I'm saying,
You had bad
yeah, I've
fries.
had bad
Okay,
fries. That's what I
never
meant
mind.
by that.
Oh,
Like,
sorry
have
about
you
that.
ever,
Well,
literally ever?
consistency. We haven't gotten there yet,
Yeah,
but
no, I'm just saying in
oh, you're
general.
just in general. Okay.
Like, quality. Since
Quality.
we're
Of
on quality.
course, yeah. I don't tend to eat fries a lot, but sometimes I'll get it on the app and it'll be like free fry.
Yeah.
Cool. And I get that. But it's typically like fruit cup, and those are made fresh because you can ask like for like without apples or without blueberries or whatever. I'm allergic to things now, so I ask for like without. I
Weirdo.
know, I know, I know. So
Allergies.
allergies.
What are those?
And then let's see. Yeah, I mean, as far as quality, I think that's the biggest things. I mean, I don't want to drag it out or anything, but I'd
I
say.
mean, I'm not gonna argue with quality. Yeah, I mean, I think overall, like, I think I made that point very clear earlier in the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, earlier for them, but the other day for us. That, I mean, Chick-fil-A is the highest quality on the market right now. So,
Right.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna disagree with that.
But then our next one.
But wait, yeah, can you read all of them one more time?
Yeah, you're good. Quality,
Okay.
variety,
Okay.
bang for the buck,
Yeah.
and consistency.
Okay. So my only other concern with Chick-fil-A, since the other ones don't really cover it. So every time that we've talked about how, and this is going to incorporate consistent a little bit now that I'm saying it. So we might just go into consistency next.
Consistency. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
But every time that we've talked, you bring up what's your go-to? The grilled nuggets or something,
The it
or used
used
to
to be.
tenders.
So now it's like the chicken strips
Chicken strips, that's what it
and
is.
like a yogurt parfait.
Does that make you feel healthy?
The yogurt parfait, yeah, it does. And then either a Powerade or like a water, just depending on what kind of mood I'm in.
I gotcha.
Usually water, I'd say.
Yeah. So because of that though, what other stuff have you tried?
I've had
So
the.
I haven't had the chicken tenders, so I
Okay.
will say that.
Yeah. So I've had like the regular nuggets. I've had the grilled nuggets, the regular sandwich, grilled sandwich, mac and cheese, fries, most things except for a salad, I'd say I've had.
Yeah. I gotcha. I was just curious because
Yeah.
I know we've mentioned in the first episode Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, we're taking Popeyes.
Oh,
So
as far as
then,
chicken sandwich,
correct, which
yeah.
means that they don't have the highest quality chicken sandwich.
Ooh, hold on.
Now,
Quality or taste?
I think that that goes hand in hand.
No, I think there's hormones inside which reduces the quality.
Oh, okay. Well,
Like quality of the
we're
meat.
never going to be on the same page.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we'll have to agree to disagree there.
Their grilled chicken sandwich. Well, then I'm gonna stop. I'm not even gonna. There's no more. Never mind. If
I've
you're gonna,
never had another
but
grilled
if the
chicken
argument is
sandwich.
always gonna be hormones, then I will never win.
You said quality
No,
versus
I know.
taste. That's two different things.
I disagree, but that's fine.
I think a greasy pizza tastes better than a healthy pizza. That's the two different things. A greasy, unhealthy, low quality pizza tastes better than like a super healthy pizza.
Agree to disagree. We'll go with Chick-fil-A with quality.
That's fine.
What's the next one?
Variety.
Cookout. Next one.
Bang for the buck.
Cookout. Next one.
Consistency.
Probably Chick-fil-A,
Okay,
which
Chick-fil-A.
puts us at a tiebreaker,
Yeah, we're
and
tied
I already
all.
know what the tiebreaker is. Yeah, I mean, I think that those four things are they're pretty cut and dry. Like, I don't
Yeah,
think that there's like I think that you can listen to the rest. My biggest, what I was gonna say is, I've had Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken sandwich, and wasn't impressed. I love their chicken sandwich, but again, I would say I would take Popeyes over theirs.
Yeah, I do too.
When I think quality, I think that incorporates a little bit of everything. I think that incorporates consistency. I think that incorporates, like, I guess health a little bit,
Yeah.
but also, like, when I think quality, I think of how many people are going to enjoy this. Like, how does it taste? That's what I think of when I think of quality. I don't think of, like, how is my body going to react to it.
Right. You don't think of taste as one thing, as like a separate thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that's where my head went with quality anyways.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was the only one that I was even gonna try and argue because I felt like the other ones were pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
And like consistency, I know Micah has issues getting consistent orders at Cookout.
That's true.
Because he told me the other day that he went to Cookout and they got his order wrong again.
They did. Yeah, we went the other just the other night.
Yeah, it was good, though. I've never had that happen.
Oh, see? I think it all depends on what you order, because they got my food right.
Yeah, well, I'm curious now. What? Time out. Well, Micah, I want you to enter into this conversation real quick just to tell me what you get from Cookout. Do you get the same thing every time?
Not all the time.
Oh, okay, then that's... Okay. That's all I needed.
He said not all the time, by the way. Quesadilla or something.
Yeah, so what I get it is I get the Cookout tray.
Okay.
And then I get the barbecue pulled pork sandwich with Texas Pete and coleslaw.
Okay. Sounds easy enough.
And that's just what comes on it.
Yeah.
And then I get a chicken quesadilla, Cajun fries, and just a huge drink. And then I get an extra chicken quesadilla.
Okay.
And every time, it's the same. Every time, it's delicious. And every time, it's like $7.
Yeah, like that was the thing. I got like a double bacon cheeseburger. And then I ordered like nuggets and fries. Like you can't really go wrong with nuggets and fries. So,
yeah.
It wasn't messed up at all. But yeah, I don't remember what he ordered exactly. But yeah, I don't know if they messed up on the sauce or...
They just didn't add extra queso sauce to my...
They didn't give him queso sauce.
And like, everyone, I don't know which restaurant it is or which area it is, but they always mess it up. Cherrydale. The one in Cherrydale always messes it up.
He seems so bitter about it. He's so upset right now. Like, I wish y'all could see his reaction. When he looked over, he was just like... You could tell that he was upset, like, just even talking about it. He really wanted that, Yeah, so, fun fact, if you didn't know that, you can actually ask for queso sauce, or quesadilla sauce. It's the sauce that they...
A secret mini thing, almost.
It's like adding mac sauce.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's like, they have a special sauce that they put on the quesadillas, apparently. I didn't realize this. But, you can add it to things.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it's good. I haven't tried it yet.
Right.
But yeah, so quality, I guess overall we'll give it to Chick-fil-A since we didn't beforehand kind of figure out what that meant.
Variety.
Are we good with Cookout?
I think we're good with Cookout. I mean, Chick-fil-A, like, it's chicken, right? It's in the name. Like, they do multiple different things with chicken. That's it. Like, you can't go there and get a burger and a quesadilla and this and, like...
I mean, they do have sausage, though. What are your thoughts there, Bryson?
Is that allowed? Is that what you're saying?
Is that legal? I don't know how this place works. Is there chicken in their milkshakes?
Yes.
Do they milk the chickens?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. So as far as variety, definitely that one to cook out.
Yeah, even with their milkshakes.
Yeah,
40 plus. Like
40 plus different kinds of milkshakes.
Yeah.
So,
variety. What was the
bang for the buck?
Bang for the buck. That one's
going to be Cookout any day.
Yeah, dude. So, I got the grilled chicken sandwich because I was craving a grilled chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Went to Chick-fil-A to get said grilled chicken sandwich. I didn't even upgrade my fries or my drink. It was $12.
Did you get like
should have gone to bacon? Five Guys?
You get the one with like bacon and stuff on it at the club.
Yeah, the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
They put chicken in that bacon, you know.
Yeah. How did they get that bacon? You just told me it was different, right? But yeah, like I literally and that was my ammo. I was like, because I forgot. Cookout does have a grilled chicken sandwich, and it is very good.
Good.
Because that used to be my go-to.
Okay.
Was their grilled chicken sandwich.
Never had it.
I forgot about it. But it's a char-grilled chicken sandwich.
I like the bacon grilled cheese there.
But they don't have anything fried. Like, they don't have fried chicken.
Right.
But their grilled chicken is solid.
I'm going to have to try that out next time.
Yeah. I thought about going before we recorded this so that I could, like, have a very, like, recent taste.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What I remember, it was solid.
Yeah, no, it's solid. So. I think ultimately, and the last one was consistency. And I mean, according to Micah,
based on consistency alone, would you go Chick-fil-A or Cookout? Chick-fil-A.
You heard it here.
Micah would change his vote from Cookout to Chick-fil-A if it was solely based on consistency, and that's why we have multiple categories.
Exactly. Got to keep it fair for everyone. I think it all, I mean, ultimately for me, it comes down to like time of day and what I'm feeling. Because, like, obviously they don't have Cajun fries at Chick-fil-A. Though they have a variety of milkshakes at Cookout, I'm gonna get a milkshake at Chick-fil-A, but they close at like 9 or 10 o'clock. So if it's after 10, obviously Cookout is
Yeah.
closed, right? Like, you don't really have an option. So
Yeah, I
I
mean,
think.
I do think that we came down. I do think that the ones on this list, I think these are the best two
Oh,
options.
for sure. Without a
Yeah,
doubt, they are.
I think that these are the two options that Cookout I definitely go to probably once a week.
Yeah.
I go to Chick-fil-A probably once every other week.
Both great options. I would go to. Those are like the two. If I'm gonna go to a fast food restaurant, that's typically where I'm going. Either Chick-fil-A or Cookout.
Yeah. So with that, so we have a 2-2 tie. And our tiebreaker, like we said earlier, was we sent out some texts to people and asked, what their thoughts were. And so the people I texted, including my vote, it was a 3-3 split.
Oh.
Yeah, so three people voted Chick-fil-A, three people voted
Cookout.
Cookout.
Yeah.
Yours, however, was 100%, if I'm not mistaken, one way.
Yeah.
And that way, hold on. The winner of the
Fast food bracket.
is Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A. Like it, how's it make you feel? Okay, well.
Micah's mad about the winner. I am also not super happy because it doesn't fill me up. But outside of that,
Both solid options.
we're gonna go with the champion being the filet mignon. By that I mean Chick-fil-A. Anyways, hope you all have enjoyed the last couple episodes. We're going to sign off, but we're going to be coming back soon with a Marvel movie bracket. So if you haven't watched Marvel, go ahead and go watch them. There's only like 28 of them now, so it's cool. You have plenty of time to catch up.
Plenty of
Based
time.
on our current speed of putting these out, I'm sure that you will be able to catch up. And by the time that the last episode of that one comes out, Thor: Love and Thunder should be out, so that will be not mentioned. But will probably be mentioned after it comes out, and it'll probably be like, "Oh my gosh, that was such a good movie." Anyways.
For sure. And then hoping to have at least a special guest or two. So,
Yeah, in the future we plan on including some people, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, so a couple other podcast ideas are in the works as well. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
that's right.
But anyways, for now, we're signing off. I'm Preston,
And I'm Bryson.
and this has been Milk It.
Peace.
Peace.